Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Day after Thanksgiving. Ooh, good times. Just got the house decorated, downstairs decorated. I don't know what's going on upstairs. I am just exhausted. Oh, my goodness. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Day After Thanksgiving show. Yes, it's the start of the holidays. Oh, my back is hurting. Oh. My goodness, you guys really devoured my last podcast. I didn't even really do that much. I just sat here and gabbed about nothing. Had like 15 views. Hi, everybody. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Those of you listeners out in the outside world that not from the Americans, I'm sorry. Happy Thursday. Actually, it's Friday. Happy Friday. Yes, yes. Oh, the world's a messed up place, but it's getting better, I guess. I guess the war... That little war over there in the Gaza Strip, I guess. Last time I looked, it was, I guess, they'd released some hostages that were getting ready to. And some other stuff, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy. The wars over there. Wars are crazy. We as humans fight over the dumbest things. You know that? Land, water, the basics of life. I know you're thinking, oh my goodness, we all need water and we all need land. We all want water and land, yes. Yeah, I had the government take my house. They took my mom and dad's house after my mom and dad passed away. And I was like, I tried to stop them. I was like, listen, that's my mom and dad's house. That's the only thing they had to leave me. And the government was like, your dad used up all his benefits or something. I don't know. And they're like, because he had to go in a nursing home and that's what they use for collateral. Medicaid is a bad thing, actually. It's like, he was a veteran, but it's like, that's okay. That's okay. So was my mom. And it's like, oh. And my mom would have been like sad because that's what she thought she was leaving for me, my brother, his kids. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Mom. I tried. I really tried hard. But he told me to go fuck myself. I should have done what my dad would have done, which was blown the place up as they walked through the door. I would have been like, see you in hell, Mother Tuckers. But I didn't. I didn't. I was a good boy. I just walked off like a beaten dog. I was like, see you guys, goodbye. And then the people who bought it were just the construction, the turd mongers construction company who bought all the other pieces of property in that section. Neighbors didn't like it too much. I'm next door, my neighbor that we'd been neighbors with since 1990, and this was 2016, he was mad. He goes, they're going to put outhouses there. That's all they're going to use it for. And that's what they did. They knocked the house down. Basically, they're using it to store outhouses, the little porta potties. And my neighbor was like, I wish you would have tried harder. I said, I'm sorry. I'm real sorry. I tried. I wrote him a letter and said, listen, my mom and dad wanted me to have this house. And they were like, so what? And I was like, so you're not going to let me have the house, huh? House was a disaster. His house was pretty beaten up. Me and my brother were like, we pretty much gave him a turd. We shined it up real pretty. It was pretty. I still wanted to put a gas bomb in there, and just as they walked through the door, go boom. Say you in hell, copper. But I didn't. I was a nice boy. Anyways, Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. Welcome to my holiday show. Yes, yes. The war in the Middle East is kind of winding down. I haven't heard too much about what's going on over there in the, you know, Ukraine and all that. I really haven't been paying attention to the news. I'm sorry. I know you pay attention. You listen to my show, so for the news, I get it. You're screwed in that case. Yes. Welcome to the. I have no clue. I don't have any clue. I got some techno going on. I don't know, New Order, how does it feel? It feels pretty good, thank you. Yes, I try really hard, yes. I need to get a haircut is what I need, yes, yes. I know, this is what you tune in for. Hi, if you're new to this show, hi. I got like 15, I didn't even realize how many people I had listening to my show. It's like my little thing saying, oh, you got listeners. And I was like, oh my goodness, who are they? I don't know, they just come in, yes. Like I said, we decorated the downstairs. I would put pictures on here, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to post pictures. I know you can post pictures. You know, if you want to go look at my Instagram, on my Instagram is Bob Williams. I posted some pictures on that. If you're not a fan of mine on Instagram, go over there and be like, "Hi, I heard you on the radio. Yay!" One of these days, we'll have merchandise so people can buy it and be like, "I'm a listener of Lesbian Lunch. Yes, yes. I listen to The Rambler. Yes, I do. And he's a nice fella. Yes. Go listen to him. He'll be your best friend. Really? No. My best friend would kill you. Would kill you all if she'd be like, "That's not your best friend. He's my best friend. You don't get him as a best friend. I'm his best friend. I'm his BFF forever. Until he dies or I die. One of the two. I don't know how that works. I don't even think then. I think her spirit would come back and go, "He's my best friend forever and ever. You go find your own BFF, you fracker. You fracker." Anyways. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how often I'm going to do these shows. I'm just doing one because I just was like, I haven't done one in a while, so I better do one because my listeners want to know about my life. Yes, they do. Yes, they're like, "Oh my goodness, what are you doing?" I don't know. Oh no. I got to see if I can get a haircut tomorrow because my hair is, I haven't had one probably in over a year. And it's getting very, very shaggy. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Oh, you just let it grow up to your asshole. Yes. Oh, got nose stuffed up. I could turn on some music, I guess. I could turn on some music and you'd be like, "You want to listen to music? Here we go, dude. He was running down the mountain. They were all in love with dying." Yeah, that's the song. That's a good song. That's a Christmas song. Yeah, they were all in love with dying. Yes, I don't even know what the hell that means. It means they wanted to die. Oh, no, that's horrible. Oh. Anyways, I hope everybody is having a wonderful day. I hope you had a great, if you're in the States, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. There was lots of nummy, nummy foods. Lots of turkey. The turkey and dressing and green bean salad. The green bean casserole. And the fluff. You got to have the little jello fluff with the fluffy stuff on top and all that. Cranberry sauce. Mashed potatoes. You had rolls. Oh, and then I had pie. A couple pies today. I didn't have any last night. I crashed hard last night. I crashed about 6 o'clock and woke up. I was grossed up. And we went and got our Christmas trees. Got two, one for upstairs, one for downstairs. Yeah, everything's kind of was here. Got the Christmas trees up. Got them all decorated. I decorated up downstairs. Like I said, if you follow me on Instagram, I posted a reel on there and it's all the stuff that I did. And I got it. Follow me on YouTube. It's one old guy and his one old. What is? I can't remember what the heck the name of my channel is. One old guy and his pets productions. I think is what it was. I changed the name of it. It was used to be under the Dumas Brothel. It was under my dad's old. Because one of the videos is actually a tour that he gave. Oh God, years ago. Like I said, whenever YouTube, I think I posted it like, God, 16 years ago. I can't even remember how long it's been. It's been a long time. And so I finally changed it because I've been using it for like my shorts and stuff, you know, the dogs and stuff. Mostly the dogs and stuff. So anyways, I just wanted to do a podcast and say, "Hi, everybody. Merry, happy the holidays have started." Yay! I know some of you are like, "Oh my goodness, I'm not ready. I don't like the holidays." Neither do I. I don't like the holidays either. So anyways, I just wanted to say hi. Hi. And hope everybody's having a great time out there in the radio land. If you are, hello. Yes. If you're new, like I said, if you're a new listener, welcome to the show. This is what I do. That's all I do. I ramble. I just ramble on and on about nothing. Nothing really to talk about. I just wanted to say hi. Hi. I'm high on energy drinks. I've had a few energy drinks, and I'm just like, "Oh, I gotta do a podcast." Hi, everybody. This is what I do. If you're a regular, you already know what this is. Hi. If you're a new listener and you enjoyed this show, or if you're just a regular that likes to listen to me ramble, pass it on to your friends, your family, your lovers. Be like, "Hey, check this guy out. He's wonderful. He's my friend." Yes. If you hated the show, just again, pass it on and say, this guy is terrible. You should listen to him and tell him he's a butthole. Yeah. Give him much hatred. So anyways, I hope everybody has a wonderful time, and I will talk to you on the next time on the other side of the pillow, I guess. I used to say on the other side of the spoon, but this isn't spoon. Oh, I know. I'm sorry, guys. Anyways, I love you, and I will talk at you later.